Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on a Friday, June 30th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gifts Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about Dr. Nkosana Moyo's 2018 presidential bid.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu. Of course, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the entry, or is it the second coming, of Dr. Nkosana Moyo.
The former industry minister, Nkosana Moyo, yesterday launched his 2018 presidential campaign bid in Harare, opting to stand as an independent in a campaign he said would end polarization.
Moyo launched a new political formation, the Alliance for People's Agenda, or APA, which he said will not be a political party, but a movement driven by a growing determination to remove the ruling ZANU-PF party from power in next year's polls. Some leaders of the social movement, such as hashtag This Flag, have also announced that they will be contesting next year's elections as independent candidates.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi itadauti tinge tichi taura nezwe masho kwa katuruwa neva mbuwa gurukota muhurumende ya Mugabe Dr. Nkosana Moyo. Ekuti vachange vachikwikwidza musarudzo dzegorerino uya vakazvimirira kunyangwe hazvo vaine bato ravanotivo it's a social movement rinenge richiunza vanhu vakawanda pamwe chete kuti vakwikwidze musarudzo idzodzi vachitiwo havasina kubatana nemamapato aripo anopikisa. Tira kunzwa kubva kwamuri imi vateereri kuti munoona sei nyaya iyoyi. Gibbs
ibambe zuro ndaba lichona njani lapel kona kona ngapo tindalapa siyaphila sivili. Iye utaba ekudwini lamhlanje lutaba lokankosana Moyo uyamazi udokotela waphuma kubandla lezanupf gijima sivili uthe siphumile kwampana ke umongameli Robert Mugabe wathi indoda iphumile leyo ngoba iqolo layo kayiqinanga kangako, kodwa ke nxa kunjalo bakhona abaningi abathi uMoyo wenza kuhle kakhulu ukuthi aphume kubandla lezanupf khonapho lapho ayengumphathintambo wezamafektali. So bamjayela ihlombe kakhulu ngakhonoko. Kodwa ube khona abanye bathi ungavele enyathela udaka la engazani injani ingcolile. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lukamnumzana uNkosana Moyo. Kuzobuya ke labanye abe hash flag aba hashtag leyo kuthiwa i-This Flag. Liyakhumbula upastor u-Ivan Mawarire okuze kube lokugijigijimisana ezidithini lapha uthi labo bafaka labo kuthiwa ngama-independent candidates. So sifuna ukwazi ukuthi abazimele bodwa bayakwenza njani kunjalo kumfundo.
For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are of course talking about the road to the 2018 general elections. Many political formations are being formed. I think by my last count, we might be nearing 60 opposition political parties challenging President Robert Mugabe, who has been in power since 1990. 1980, and of course, Mr. Mugabe turns 94 next year on the 21st of February, but he still says he wants to contest the elections. But the question is, with all these opposition political parties, what are their chances that they can unseat President Robert Mugabe? And some of the opposition parties have been planning to form grand coalitions, but Mr. Mugabe has dismissed those grand coalitions, saying that they are not going to work, and he will continue to rule Zimbabwe. Gibbs.
I think right now we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Lloyd Msipa, who is an attorney by profession. I think he's linked to the Alliance for People's Agenda. We'll hear from him. Mr. Msipa, good evening and welcome to the program. Can you hear us, Mr. Msipa?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening. How are you?
No, very fine. How are things?
No. So. Just enjoying the little bit of sunshine that is coming through here in the UK.
Excellent. I think President can start rolling right away.
Now, Mr. Msipa, of course, we are talking about this new baby, the so-called Alliance for People's Agenda, or APA. How significant is this in the politics of Zimbabwe?
We need to look at this from a historical point of view. Over the last few months or years, in that our traditional political parties have repeatedly failed the people of Zimbabwe, whether it's the Liberation War Party or the opposition parties, they've repeatedly been failing the citizens. The citizens have been putting faith in the traditional parties, but nothing has been happening. So it's the citizens who have said to themselves this time, look, we are not going to carry on relying on the bureaucracy, which is in traditional political parties. We, as a people, we are going to change our own destiny. So when people like Dr. Nkosana Moyo come into the fray, all they are doing is they've listened to what people are saying. And people are saying, forget political parties. Let us go into this and restore power back to where it's supposed to be. Because remember, from a political point of view, politics is traditionally supposed to be power is supposed to be in the citizens of any particular country. So when political parties usurp that power and make it their powers and make elections completely irrelevant in the power dynamics, you know, we've got a problem. You cannot exactly remove ZANU-PF by force. But at the same time, going to the elections as a traditional political party, you will find that you may win the elections, but you will never change that into power. But the citizens themselves, if the citizens decide that this is what we are doing, we are taking our power back, and guess what? Those are the people best positioned to defend whatever they've taken, the original, you know, where power is supposed to, you know, reside traditionally. That is what is happening here. Mm-hmm. And what is unfortunate is that the traditional political parties are not reading into this. You know, they are busy using the old arguments that, hey, these guys are going to split votes. You know, why doesn't everybody line up against, you know, behind Morgan Tsvangirai and so on. So let's look at what is happening. There's politics in Zimbabwe is which in the woman.
Gibbs. Now, Mr. Msipa, it appears as if there's something here that is confusing a lot of people. So this Alliance for the People's Agenda, is it a party or is some kind of social movement? So is Mr. Nkosana Moyo going to contest under that or as an independent? Let's nail it now.
What is the mistake most citizens are making, or most people are making, is that they're looking at the term independent in its traditional sense. This is a hybrid structure. Mm-hmm. A structure that straddles the fine line between a formalized institution and the citizen. So if you are looking at the independent as your traditional, was it the former Ndawaningi Stole and all the other guys, this is not your traditional independent going there and saying, look, vote for me as one person. This is bringing in, getting the buy-in from the citizens. The citizens themselves are the ones that are going to drive this this project. They are the ones that are going to say, look, it is time to get the Zimbabwe that we want. How do we get the Zimbabwe that we want? How do we get a working Zimbabwe? First and foremost, before you get the Zimbabwe you want, you identify characters, persons, personalities that will be able to drive the vision. People with capability, people with track records, people with personal lives that reflect what an ordered society should be. You know, professionally, personally, not politics for the sake of politics. So if we're going back to basics, the family institution, that the how the family institution reflects on the state, the morals, the legalities. See, if we don't get it, if we get it wrong at the family level, that means we get it wrong at the national level. So we are going back to basics. That is exactly what is happening here. So the citizen is taking that power back and saying, look, society is supposed to be ordered and structured in this way. And this has been a long time coming.
But the bottom line is a political party, Mr. Msipa. I mean, let's not try to define things in very complicated language. A political party is a political party, period. So maybe you are going to the question.
If you're going to look at the legalities of political party, a political party would have to be registered or be acknowledged by the commission in Harare. In this instance, what we are saying is that this is an individual going to the people. They are not going to state institutions or structures. They are going to the people and say to the people, look, you own this project, drive this project. Its success and failure will depend on the citizen of Zimbabwe. So what does the Zimbabwean citizen want? They want a better life. What is a better life? Food on the table, a man who's able to go to work and come back and get rewarded for that work. Day-to-day structures, what we call a normal, functional society. That's what people want. They are tired of sitting in queues in the banks. They are tired of working for nothing. They are tired of they are tired of all the abnormalities that we see in Zimbabwe happening every day. You know, where we have a central bank when we have no currency of our own. You know, those things that we have now normalized in Zimbabwe was actually abnormal internationally. So the citizen is the driver of this thing. Forget about your traditional political party. This is not a political party. This is a citizen's movement. The citizen will drive this. The citizen will call the shots. This is about servant leadership. It is not about chef. This is servant leadership. The servant, in this instance, is the leader.
Thank you. Thank you. And it sounds very, very academic. I still remember somebody who wrote an academic paper on servant leadership, Mr. Msipa, and you are going exactly that. Maybe people will understand that. Let's proceed.
Mm-hmm. I think you have a caller.
Yeah, I've got a caller. Umnumzana Kumbulani, kunjani? Yeah, akusho ke Kumbulani. Yeah, sesibuyile futhi kuhlelo lapha ku Live Talk. Sikhuluma ngakhona ukuthi umnumzana uNkosala Moyo uthi ufuna ukwengena presidential election. Ukhetho lolu kambe angalunqoba yini kumbe uyasikhuluma umuntu omdala?
I am born out of the wrong.
Ukungena kwakhe wena uthini ngakho? Ukungena kwakhe kona.
Hayi, ngangena mabe ukuthi isifula sokuzayo ngokuthi abantu bamthakazelela oro ukukhona ulo sizo oyabe elalo ebantwini.
So ke kodwa wena ngombono wakho ubona wenza into enhle kumbe uyilahlile la?
Uyenza into enhle.
Hayi ke siyakuzwa ke kedisa ke khonapho ngoba kula bantu abaningi abafuna ukungena. So phosele ukugcina khona.
amna ngithuma engene kethini kumele sizabantu mawukuthi yabe lesifiso mayela ayasizabantu kwawo kurayi
awubona ke siyawakhulu ke khumbulani kuna ngapho egoli ungathinelwa kusasa
lami ngiyabonga
siyabonga kakhulu yeah so that was khumbulani is in South Africa he's saying it's good that he has entered the race because he may actually help people you know people are suffering so if he has got some good plans so be it yeah maybe one vote there right
indeed for those of you who are just joining us this is Studio 7 Live Talk and tonight on Live Talk we are talking about the entry of Dr. Nkosana Moyo. He launched his presidential bid yesterday. He says he's going to challenge President Robert Mugabe in next year's presidential elections. But of course, the question is this a social movement or is it a political party? Gibbs was arguing that if it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck.
It is a duck.
It is a duck. let's go back to Mr. Msipa. But Mr. Msipa, there was a recent survey that was done by the respected Afrobarometer, which said that what most Zimbabweans want is actually a grand coalition of opposition parties to challenge Mr. Mugabe. But Dr. Moyo is saying he wants to go it alone. Is he not going against the grain?
I don't think Dr. Moyo at any given time said he was going to go it alone. If you listen to his inaugural speech yesterday, he said that what is important right now, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter how good you are in politics, as long as the country is not united in common purpose. I mean, how long have we had a situation where the opposition sits in one corner, 2 minutes later they're talking of a national vision, some kind of coalition. 2 minutes later, they throw it out. So there is no unity. At this point in time, Zimbabwe is a very polarized nation. So the first port of call is to unite the people of Zimbabwe. You cannot unite political parties if the people themselves, who are the components that feed into the political party, are not united. It is not possible, you know, and this thing that the political culture which feeds into this disunity, that munakapinda, habudi, you see, politics should be about get a chance, if you don't make it, move out, make room for the next person. But if we have a situation where somebody says, look, this is my God-given right, and mind you, this exists across the political divide, whether it's opposition or it's the ruling party. So that culture in itself will never lead to a united country. Because one says, look, I haven't had a chance to be a state house, so you cannot count the years that I've been leading this political party. And the value systems that are being used are the same values that Dr. Moyo ran away from or when he was asked to become the minister in ZANU-PF. The values that speak of nepotism, the values that speak of corruption, the values that speak of people who join, who become leaders and they don't hand over power. So these values exist today in the opposition political party. How then can you lead or become part of a united front with those kind of values still, you know, obtaining? It doesn't make sense. So he's coming from a different, you know, this is a different ship. This is servant leadership. He is saying, look, guys, let's look at this whole thing all over. Let's build this thing from the bottom up. But guess what? It is not ours at the end of the day. This is something that belongs to the people. So let's throw it back to the people. Remember 1980, the elections in 1980. If you remember the euphoria in 1980, the Bob Marley concert in Rufaro Stadium. It was a people vote. It was a people's celebration. That is where we need to go back to. We need to go back to fundamentals, to basics. Elections are not won by political parties. They are won by citizens competing amongst themselves, not the other way around. So those are the values we need to look at. So you cannot say, I want to become a part of a united political outfit. That is upside down values. It doesn't work like that.
Hmm. But it's not like Dr. Nkosana Moyi has not been in politics. He's a former minister. He quit. And some say he fled the country. And why should he come back now and act as if he's the Messiah when there were some who have been fighting ever since he left?
Guys, we need to acknowledge one thing when it comes to the politics of Zimbabwe. The reason why Zimbabwe is in the situation it is today, it is because Zimbabwe has been in election mode since 1980. Mm-hmm. The moment we complete one election cycle, we are busy preparing for the next. We finish one election cycle, we are preparing for the next. So politics has always been the elephant in the room. The other narratives, the economy, and social narratives have never had a chance to play out. So that culture of politics being the elephant in the room can only be watered down by bringing in technocrats, people who are not going to focus on Gurawan, Waifirizo, Gurawan, Popoma, and so on. They are going to focus on what we do about the youngsters sitting on the side of the bridge in Lobengula or in Mufakose. How do we get them to become productive so that we feed into the national economy? That is how technocrats would think, professionals would think. How do we turn a situation that is bad around so that it becomes productive? It will not be about power retention. Technocrats do not speak up to power retention. They speak to production, to result. If you look the world over, most countries are now appointing technocrats to lead, to take up positions of leadership, to control. Because politicians, whatever their intentions are when they come into power, eventually, as time goes on, power corrupts. All they now focus on is power retention. So power retention is what has been happening in Zimbabwe. We go into one election, we move on to the other. We prepare for this one, that means that 2018 mode, opposition, whoever is ruling, another mode, next 5 years. So this is a welcome break. This is a breath of, a breath of fresh air. Let's look at what this man is offering. Let's look at what, how we can support him. Let's just buy into the vision. Worst thing Zimbabweans we can do is keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
change
the way we do things. Let's give this man a chance. Let's give this narrative a chance.
Okay.
And remember, this narrative is not just for Zimbabwe. It's not for Nkosana Moyi himself. Mm-hmm. This is a national vision, and everybody's welcome to buy into it.
Okay, Mr. Msipa, please just hold your thought there. We just want to quickly take another caller to stay on the line. Vamoyo, Magadi.
No, sir, Magadi, go, Baba.
Aiwa, Tiripo.
Pano Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe ndiyedi. Katika rashika, katika vala hirwa. Muruko una hama zino pinde exit. Zinao mavala kata sema pia. Hakuna za zino tichina. Katika fana miza, politiki ni machecha na wanda kumika. Machecha na mambo edenga. Politiki ni kata shoma. Kutuwa kwa wago, nutuwa wano mbara. Taru zote, wanangu sana moya, wanangu vesara kula ni ishi, take flag, wanangu yawa. Vanhu vanotya kuti vanhu vezimbabwe varanga vachitambura saka ndakaende kudinzinzi kuti vanhu vezimbabwe nesimakatirera tautibatsirane panhaya iyi nekuti hatirambi vanhu vanouya vachinzi taudaitaudaitaudai asi kuti hapana chinhu chavanoitira vana vezimbabwe vakafana nevanhu vaya vanoti kana vachiuno munhu wako anowirira nhaye kana fana kuva nomusikana ukaona umwe wauya nhasi achitisa kuita zvimwe zvinhu vanokusiyana vakabata mapepa saka aida kukurudza kuti vanhu vezimbabwe ngatimukei tichenjere nekuti nyika iyi ndiyedu tikaita madiro tikavarairwa tikangoti vese vepapinda tinovateerera nyika iyi hatisi takaigona iekuva ichiinda mudundu tikatambura zvikuru saurudza kuti vari kuuya hama dziri kuenzi pasokwada kutakavaviri pamwari handisi kuda kuti tirashe vanhu vezimbabwe nekuti nyika iyi ndiyamwari nyika ite vanhu vezimbabwe vanhu vakawanda kutambudzika vanhu vavakuya vavazochinja tiina vavakutira pafoni vakutira mashoko akanaka pati Apparently, we plan is on
a little bit of a
aiwa nawe mtuna baba zulu wa ino ya kanaka bati nawe ilipo ndiye kuti iza nawe kutusano kudla izi mbizwe makaro mrupa ndwa iparizi nawe ndiye kuti vanu nga batane veta mvesa msuko pamoche nukutu kana mwena mwa mazake mazake vanewe tinusika kupini kuti kana teketa mazake mazake za andulu uwe nima chakafane pati liku uwewe hii ayuwa ni kana mpesenda nusika 1% ya nipa ndwa kuruzula kuti ina uwe ngu kangani farfum platform ya kanaka kuruzula kuti na wili po ndiyo kuti vanawe Zimbabwe makakerila pa studio 7 manilano ili njimu nungu wama nda kutu nukuduze indichi ngati bata neti zili po kufotila kantika ngu sadero chikati wawuya wawuya tinungu nakiri wanukuona maadvertise kana kuona maconflict ya kutu kutu vote for ningi nika itikatea za kii wine vanu wakacheno wakavani na mojini singa vini upea Zimbabwe andili mtuona hivyo baba wangu ituti mapoya zote ngacho ine ituti pulani kuti wakiri mavoto osa uloti imimi wakuru ni wangu mapati makuru anumu tinda atino ziva munu fana ku mira jine simba nivamo vose musabuda mkati ni njimbo zama awanobuda zesa vahuku vahukupi kupi 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 wana wa moya hawa kani yu ntuwa moya bati azuki bati sisi lauti nika yende mbeli awano zuzita kala mwama konte tuwa wano wakawanda wano nguwa shirasha wano kutuwa nwasa guna uti nika yigunu ubudi ya yende mbeli nina uti ndio mwama shoki wa nika zuki kwa mwama mpunzeri
hae watino ote nda skuru wa moire gaituro wa mwatere
hae watino ote nesho denga vini ima nila anu tungutu marudi nga kedaya karupofadza mashoki wa watikuta amin aluya
I want to note in the school. Amen to that. That end. Gibbs, what our caller Moyo from South Africa is saying is that he sees these new players as Trojan horses. He says he thinks that the way forward for the opposition is to unite and challenge ZANU-PF. If they don't do that, they will simply divide their vote and lose.
Yeah, lapa ke silemla izolomning blessing ku Facebook lapa si live stream akona VOA Studio 7 VOA Ndebele le VOA Shona. Remember we are live streaming right now VOA Studio 7 VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele. So esindebele lapa silontunga ncube uti hayibo asimchakanga ke lubaba aso bantwana thina abancane ababanjwa ngebhuku elincane. Then Sibanda Frank uyakhuluma lo Sibanda Frank lapho uthi cha asimvoteli lubaba nangu khuluma ngokuthi kukhula undi sikhohle ngayo angethi ibumbulu lo thina hashtag asifuni bumbulu. Then Fairwill Mhlahlandlela Ngwenya siyakuzwa Ngwenya lapho khona kula ngapho team lobby kunzima ukuvotela lo lawo amaqhude azimele wodwa amaqhude azimele wodwa, you know what it is? Independence. Then okaluthuli kaluthuli uthi khaba kamntokazi abahle lo muntu lilanga le lilunga le ZANU-PF khumbulani ukuthi wayengapi. Kuzobuya ke uThamsa Nqasibanda, Thamsa Nqasibanda ngawutshona njani lapho khona khona ngapho uthi sikadele ngamatsotsi asoze simvotele kasoza thole lutho khona i-one seat never soza fayithola. Kuzobuya uPro D uthi sizamvotela ke ubaba uNkosana. Yes, siyamuzwa kakhulu lapho. Then umlotshwa bheka impilo uthi yes, he's got my vote, so tuzamnika ivote kunobana. So then kuzobuya lo Ndlovu Priska uthi this is the man who will take our country forward. Ye khonapho ke cingwa nesiloba Lakson Chabuza. Lakson Chabuza kunjani?
Ngiphelele futhi kunjani?
Ayi, ngiphela kakhulu. So akusitshele uDr. Nkosana Moyo uyangena kwezepolitika la, so ke uthi uzangena kukhetho lukamongameli. So wena uthini ngakhonokho?
Mina ukuthi sikhathele futhi ngempisi ezigqoke izikhumba zemvu kulo uNkosana Moyo usuke kuZANU-PF and namanje imisebenzi yakhe kithi singabantu besiNdebeleni siyazi ukuthi imisebenzi yakhe ayenzayo lokhu engaphansi kweZANU-PF lapha uyaphuma ezenza sengathi ngumuntu oselomuzi wakhe kodwa yonke inyama hambe wayizingela uhamba ayisarenda emzini owemzini omkhulu khongane kwezanu-PF. So olwethu usekelo olwethu usekelo siyintsha asezimopho ngeke azaluthole.
Aha. Elikuwa sawa kakhulu kwini Mr. Chabosa? Yikwini?
La sesiniwe ngamadoda futhi uyabuya namhlanje abuya afikeze ngumuntu ethi yena ufuna ukuthola usekelo lwethu amnikeze usekelo lwethu eqedela ku ungasabonakali ukuthi akuyikho okukhethelweyo kuyini ubuyile uSimba Magoni ngalwana umnyaka esengiyikuthi sengilibala ukuthi uSimba Magoni
ngo-2008
la isikhathi 2009 ya ubuyile uSimba Magoni sengumuntu edaye sengise ngimewe noma bangu kusile don't part sakijima sayilandele emuva siyinze seZimbabwe mabangu kusile kodwa ishile kungakasi sasala semloku semnyameni lamanje semnyameni so la unkosana moya akahamba ozama kwenye indawo ngithi siyinja angeke size simlandele thina.
Ah, so siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Mnumzana Lakson, siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Okay.
Yeah, ubele mpela fikenhle. So that is Mr. Lakson Chabuza. You are saying that you know they are sick and tired of these people that just come and try to get their votes. Because this has happened before. You mentioned the name of Mr. Simba Makoni of Mavambo Kusile Don Party. See, he followed him and he voted for him. But then the opposite of the name must Kusile. Kusile means don't, right? So he says he left people in total darkness because nothing happened. You know, you still remember there was that kind of 8% that he got from the presidential election. So he says if he was not there, maybe Tsvangirai was going to win or something like that. So he's very sad about such developments.
Mr. Msipa, are you still on the line? Mr. Msipa? I don't know if we got cut off. Mr. Msipa? Mr. Msipa? Unfortunately, I think we are having problems with that line. But for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Dr. Nkosana Moyo, who said yesterday he was going to challenge President Robert Mugabe in next year's presidential elections. Some people are saying that his entry will only divide the opposition vote. Those who are backing him are saying that they need a breath of fresh air. So we want to hear from you, Zimbabweans. What do you think about the 2018 presidential elections, Gibbs?
I think we've got a caller. He speaks Shona. His name is Jauza. We can talk to him there.
Va Jauza Magadi.
Ndinofara Magadi zvenyu.
Aiwa tiripo yedu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya pfungwa dzangu ndedzekuti izvo ava vari kuda kupinda maelection. Nyika inoda kutofana vanhu vane mari. Kana musina vasina mari ngavaregezwa kupinda, toda vanhu vagara vane mari kudhara.
Zviko isu varombo manje.
Hatingatongi nyika tiri varombo.
Ndava hei manje.
Hatina mari kavakuru.
Ko mari yapinda papi futi ipapa kana handine njere hangu.
Mari vanhu vanotonga nyika vanonga vaine mari, vane shamwari dzinovapa mari. Saka kana pasina shamwari dzinokwanisa kutipa mari, hapana kutonga kwatingaita nyika.
Asi kaivo vari kutonga vacho vane mari varungobawani.
Vamwe vakaba kare vakapedza, kataa kuda vamwe vanotanga panye vanhu vasati vakubaa.
Saka imimi ndiani vamuri kutsigira manje titarisa sarudzo dza 2018 dzacho?
Kuisisi tongotsigira vatsvangiraika, ndo vanhu vatoziva.
Saka vane bhegi here vatsvangirai mai?
Avo vane shamwari dzogona kutipa mari kuti tonge nyika yeZimbabwe.
Asi ka indirona sekuti Zimbabwe yacho inenge ine upfumi hwakawanda, mangoda, platinum, vanokwanisa kurima vanhu zvekuti haingatombodi rubatsiro rwekunze uko kana zvinhu zvichifamba zvakanaka. Handizvo here zvinofanira kugadziriswa, pomiswa nyaya dzehor idzi?
Zvehor izvo zvakato zviri kuti hazvisa kufamba nyika. Hello.
Taura henyu.
Zvekuti vanhu vari kutora mari vasingakwanisi kubata nyika zvakanaka ndozviri kukonzesa kuti nyika iwire pasi izvozvo.
Saka vanenge vapinda mune zvematongerwo enyika vamwe ava pane chakaipa here vajauza? Tiri kuona vamwe vachitaiwa hazvina kunaka, asi kavamwe anoti ndo zvakarwirwa kanyika izvi kuti anenge afunga rwake rwendo anongodaro simukawoti ini ndatangawo bato rangu.
Hazvigoni nyika ngaitungamirirwe nemari vanogona kutungamirira nyika zvakanaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vajauza.
Zvakanaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda, tinoti murambe muchitifonera tichimbokurukura.
Aiwa, maita henyu.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Ewe.
Gibbs, that's there is Mr. Jauza who is insisting that if you are poor, you should not even attempt
to contest.
To contest. He says, this game, we want people who have the resources or at least people who have friends abroad or who can actually bring in investors into the country. And if you are poor, sorry.
Don't do nothing.
Don't even attempt. he says he begs Morgan Tsvangirai.
Yeah, we've got more messages that are coming in on Facebook. And, you know, we've got Apostle Midian too. He says, phone me now, you guys. I want to talk. Then I've got Timothy Stiva. He says, I'm listening. He's listening, right? And then Martin Siwe. He says, daydreaming. You know, this guy is an independent candidate. And unfortunately for Zimbabwe, we've got this kind of experience. Remember, Simba Makoni? Then we've got Justice Shoko who says, hello there, guys. We love you all. Then Livingstone Flexus Masango says, you know, they're laughing out loud. Where else have you had a president without a parliamentary representation? How will he get his bills passed through that kind of assembly? And then Ebony Stanley says, another Macron. You still remember Macron in France. Yeah. Then Livingstone Flexus Masango says, you guys, I can't hear anything. I think he may be having some problems there. Maybe somebody has to fix it. Then Norman Vusumuzi Sichela says, hi, can you please make a plan for people who are abroad or in neighboring countries to go and vote in Zimbabwe next year? So he says, he has seen some people from other countries doing the same, you know. Then I've got MJ Inongube who says, Kwasanamo is very suspect. Then we've got Fidelis Sankara Chimombe, who says, Dr. Nkosala Moyo has clarity of the job that needs to be done, and is equipped from his previous professional jobs at regional and international level. However, the big question is, can he win the election? Who knows him? Who knows his past? We want to know all these things. So, blessing, people are just asking lots and lots of questions. If Mr. Msipo was still around, maybe he was going to, you know, he was going to say something about it. I don't know whether you've got something on VOA Shona.
On VOA Shona, of course, we have Onisius C. Muzezewa, who says, Atimuvotere, atidivana mcheka dzafa. Akatiza, akanojika zvinona akamiri kwemakungwa, vanhu vachitambura. Onisius D. saying that, you know, he won't vote for him for allegedly fleeing the country at some point. And Charles Tsungu says it's a ZANU-PF project, Simba Makoni and Dabengwa style. Those are some of the feedback we are getting from some of our followers on Facebook.
And Moken Kumalo writes, another spy, you know. Then what David Chateka, who says, hello guys, my understanding is that Nkosana Moyo has a party called APA. You know, the Alliance for the People's Agenda. And then Gerald Muzonzi says, this is a game theory. So I think people are looking into this very much, you know. They want to know what is going to happen. You know, Zimbabwe has been having elections time and again, and nothing seems to be moving in terms of the opposition. Sometimes they are defeated and they claim that they've been robbed, you know. So do you have any caller there?
Not at the moment, Gibbs. Maka sununguka amadiwa kuti munge muchitifonera kuti tinzwe kubva kwamuri kuti munoona sei takatarisa kupinda kwa Dr. Nkosana Moyo musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika varikuti vada kukwidza muna 2018. Vamo waruti aiwa bano pikisa ngava umbe mbatanizwa. Vamo wachita aiwa aita chake ndi gombarume. Siai aite. Nekudaro chitakunzi kwa pfungwa dzenyu imi vatereri nekuti ndimi munoenda kunovota. Asi chinokurudzirwa nevanhu vakawanda Gibbs inyaya yekuti kana poitwa sarudzo pasaite mirijonga violence.
We are lucky we've got another caller. Abel speaks Jonah.
Makadi mkoma Abel.
Handibedi makadi kwa kurop.
Aiwa isu tiri nani muri kupi?
Ndiri ku South Africa Kempton Park Joburg.
Oh ku Joni uku.
Ndafara zvikuru mbatsipa ndakafunda navo kuchikoro.
Oh kupi manje kuvainona kupi?
Kuvainona high school.
Ndoko andakadzidza kai.
Gore ripi?
Kuma 93-4.
Ah, isu takaita tobva kudhara.
Mama tobva handiti. Pamba china vanhembere headmaster.
Baba na Musa.
Oh, ndautombovaona. Ndakaona pana vanhembe manje.
Ya, vanhembe vangava va Musa.
Okay, saka ndabva ndaziya kuti ndopa chikoro pangwa.
Safara ndokuzviziva. Ndopindawo muchirongwa here ndikomentewo zvandoda kukomentawo.
Taurai zvenyu tinzwa.
Inini ndinopokana nenyaya yavamoyo iyi. Vanga vakanyarara nguva yese iyi. Vachidya mari vari muno South Africa Cape Town kwavanga vachigara uko. Asi nhasi uno vouya voti ivo toda kuti vaite president wenyika. But isusu hativazivi kuti vakabva neipo vamoyo vakabva kuzanupf hati munozvora vabva kuzanupf I think kuti vachiri kushandira vachiri kutishanda pamwe chete nezanupf vana vese vana mai mudhuru we should not trust them because vanhu vachangirai vakarohwa vakaitwa humiliate mukati menyika nanhasi vachirungonetswa hati tinozvona saka ava dene vanga vari vanhu dene vainda as collusion kuitira kuti nyika ifambe nokuti iye zvine zvi zvatiri kuno kuSouth Africa kunoku tiri kutonetswavo asi hapana zvatingaita tiri munyika yobotedi tiri kuona tichinetswa namapurisa kunoku hani unozviona pane mamwe mavhidhios atiri kuona ari kunetsa muzimbabwe mapurisa achinetsa vanhu achirova vanhu hani unozviona saka ivo vamoyo vachona vanozotibatsira sei kana vanga vakahwanda zvavo vachidya mari hani munozviona hazvinambonaka izvo vari kuita izvozvo saka isusu vhoti yedu hativapi tichava vatsvangirai vanga vanesu nguva dzese tichitambura
asi ka pane chakaipa here nhai mukoma ebo kuti vamwe vapindewo kamudariro
hapana chakaipa hacho but nguva yacho yavada kupinda ndonguva yacho yaipa yokuti vanoda kuti vaite vapinde vakuona kuti zvinhu zvakunonaka hani munozvona but nguva yese vanga vari kupi vanga vakanyarara vanga vari kupi ndo zvatoda kuti izvozvo tikavabvunza izvo kuti vanga vari kupi vachakutaura kuti vanga vari mumahotera vachidya mari sezanupf idzo dzamapeshen avo dzavaipwa nezanupf hanu muzvona
ya
saka inini hangu ndokumbira kuti mazimbabwe zvese vanga vakanditeererawo vachiwa zvandotaura ka ngavaise vhoti yavo kumunhu ane people at heart which is president Morgan Tsvangirai vemdc ndiye munhu watoda kuti apinde chodai vakati haana kufunda chodai akati vakafunda hazvinei kufunda kwomunhu hazvire kuti anotadza kutonga nyika kana kusafunda kwomunhu hazvire kuti haatadzi kutonga nyika anenge ane maadvisors ake vachimubatsira kuti apa todai apa todai takazviona isusu pakaitwa gmu kayayi nyika yanga yafa isusu taitogara tiri pamabhengi tichida kuti titore mari but pakangopinda vatsvangira izvo zvakazonaka vanozviona which means munhu ari capable kuti adi aise nyika forward
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Abel.
Alright, maita basa moza vamusipa vandiponerafu.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru ndichavaudza.
Alright, maita basa.
Tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs.
So what was he saying there?
Essentially he's saying that Dr. Moyo is coming at the wrong time. He feels that they are nearing the end and he is coming in as a spoiler. Mm-hmm. So he's saying that what was he doing outside the country all along? He, mm-hmm. of course, says he's backing Morgan Tsvangirai, and he thinks people like Dr. Moyo mm-hmm. Might actually split the vote, Gibbs.
Yeah, now I've got some more messages that we're having here, Blessing, and one of them is from this guy, Mtembo. Mtembo says, bekukuhle kakhulu nga uxoxisane lamanye amabandla. Anjenge code coalition of Democrats. Kumbe inera yonangwayo. Kanti yena wenzelani ukuthi ayenze yedwa. Phela kangene kwabanye. Enqanye nguye ongcono asikwazi kodwa kumele adlelane labanye abantu. So, what this guy is saying is, you know, you should have joined the coalition for Democrats or the national electoral reform agenda or any other political party, you know, so that something could have been worked out in order for them to unseat ZANU-PF. Then uMncube uyakubhala futhi lapho uthi ulungile ma ezancintisa kodwa asimthembi kangako ubaba we ubaba uMoyo ngoba wake waba ku ZANU-PF. So according to Moyo, they don't trust him. They think he has been in ZANU-PF, and so, you know, if ever you went into that party, you seem to be part of them, and so they don't trust him at all. So then Busani writes, ukhanya ngazani uthunywe ngumongameli Mgabe. Mina angeke alinuka elami ivote. So what this guy is saying is that he cannot vote for Mr. Moyo because he suspects that he was sent by Mr. Robert Mgabe to actually come and disturb the kind of vote for the opposition. So who do you have there?
Of course, we have Harry, but of course, some people might want to know who Dr. Nkosana Moyo is. Mm. He's got a very long CV. Dr. Nkosana Moyo, Nkosana Donald Moyo, of course, he has a PhD in physics, a BSc honors in physics, MBA. He's the founder and executive chairman of the Mandela Institute for Development Studies. He also served as the Chief Operating Officer and Vice President at the African Development Bank from 2009 to August 2011. He was the Managing Partner and served as a Senior Advisor of African Arctics Capital. Of course, he served in Standard Chartered Bank, TA Holdings, Botswana Capital and Arctic Capital, World Bank, and Batanai Capital Finance. I mean, he has a very, very long CV. Tinemwe mtereri mkoma heri waru South Africa. Magadi mkoma heri?
Tiliofara magadiyo.
Aywa, tiripo, tipeo fungwa zenyu mkoma heri?
Ruda kungo tauro on my view pa niyaya ya wa moyo. Chekutanga maonera angu ndrugu tendera na newanu wa rukuta ura kuti wawu ya pa wrong time. Timing ya wae chai titikanda kutarisa nguwa ya sara kuti my elections aitwe. It's too late. Then again, vanu ngati nzgisise yiku itikana tichita ura kuti itakuda kuisa ma other ideas. Let me take it for example. Mr. Biti wakabuda me MDC wachiti watrangere wataza kutunga mirira. But if we look into it, he was in the executive of MDC. Everything chai finalizwa, he was there supporting. But after that, he will come out saying, I know he's failing to lead. Leadership, I think now we kuwe nekujidza maningi like the president aripo. People are suffering, but the president is well-learned. It's about wisdom, not being educated. It's about character, not all those things we must look at. So, Mr. Tsvangirai vakagadzira CV ravo. Character yavo is approved. So, for Mr. Moyo to start working on his character and people believe in him, there is no time. Because like on Tsvangirai to as an example, vanhu vari kutarisa character yake kwaabva, and now they've got confidence. It's like urikuda kuti musikana ndokuda obva wati ndokuroora next week. It's impossible. She must have time to learn kuti munhu ari kunditi anondida uyu, is he serious?
I want to note that
we can see it on this time, but for him, there is no time. for people to comment on him, it's too late.
Tinotenda mukoma here. Sorry kungoti vatereri varikuda kupinda muchirongo vanenge vati wandisei saka taangoti gaga. Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
Yes,
mupote muchindifonerawo. Thanks.
Tinokufonerai, tinotenda. Gibbs.
Yeah, munonzana pekisipo kunjani? Pekisipo unjani? Baba pekisipo uyangizwa na?
Nyaguzo.
Ye, uchona njani pekisipo?
Hai, kuhusha nkosi, kuhusha
nwe. Hai, mbichana, ye, natu taba, futu sesu pinda hapa, utaba, luka mnuza, nuko sana moyo. So, wenoku ngezu
kutu? Hai, zindawa, ni, hai, au moyo le, taking a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Ya, utata ma chance, gaba mvotele, wangani waki, wangvotele, pati. Mena, wama nye, ya, tuli vuta.
Ehe, inda.
Uzile, lapa, vengata, kona, yonke, indo, kati, moshangala, epegile. For all those years, epegile, utuga moshangala, la, zanga, kulume, nek. Ubuya, manje, ngoba, neku, wazi, utulu, mundulo, utu, nyo, utu, indo, kela, lapa, vantu, baya, bambana, lapa. Akuzamela ukuthi uthole ukuthi maybe singathola amanye ama supporters ibanda le amabanda labambanayo angathola abantu abanele umbani ongamthemba lo muntu lo
ngathembakale
umuntu njengomogen Tsvangirai suffered a lot washaywa wafakwihlazo but still lo eyaphambile kuqhubeke ufuna ukubona abantu baseZimbabwe banjani ba free that is men I can trust.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Bhekisipho ukuthi isikhathi sesihambile ungadinwa lokusasa. Yes, bongile kakhulu. So Mr. Bhekisipho says no vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
He can't vote for Mr. Moyo unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Says he trusts Mr. Tsvangirai. Mhm.
Regatiende kuna mukoma Mamboma, ndimukoma Donald era.
Eh ndini mukoma Blessing Mirsei.
Aiwa tiri boy tai gaga mukoma Donald nekuti nhasi mafone ari kurira kunga amen.
Ndoda ngoti vangu va doctor ngo sana vasati pedzira nguva.
Mhm.
Nokuti apa kupedza nguva kuri pachena ngoma. Uye kushandisiwa kuda kuti ovhiringidza urongwa huripo chinhano chatatasika ichi.
Mhm.
Rangareya zvautanga nhasi tirana Shakespeare maya kumashure kuvana Langdon Tongana vanhu vaingoshandisa vanongo apia takusika towazindiri. By legend ani mukona vaimbo vedu vana. Remember vana vana Tongana makazombohota akandezi. Shakespeare maya makazombomunzwa. Zvino zvekuda kuviringa urongwa ende coalition ikuda kutoda kuzama kuviringidza coalition even coalition yacho inimba changu anambo gara ndakaitira sasa sane ngavamire vari sane
asika mukoma Donald
atinga trust imo mukati momu
mukoma Donald hapana chakaipa kauti vanhu vatange mapata avo kana vasingawirirane nevaripo vacho
aiwa batora vavo zvavarambidzi kutanga asi kuti chakashata ndechekuzoda kuto mataurira vari kuita avakuita like ezi viyo ndo wano wichisa chaezo waka wachimbo wetu waka vos zanga uko ya kuzoya sunzanaka wako nana kaisi wada uzo ngotanga uviringiza bozo pachata confusion wano wangwacha wakuma ndevele pachata tribalism pachata zosumuka ziwe zimtauro mchazo zinzo
wako
tobeka doktor ngozana noti ndo wedu wanengwa shita soti wane zido zao pamoyo yet no andi zo ngaba gare kumba kwa wajirima.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald.
Pane maposta achiti vakatokonewa even kudevelopa mushavo kumberengwa.
Aiwa
tinoda kunga zvegona.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald.
Alright mukoma Blessing mhata basi.
Tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs unana.
Yes, lomunzana ke uSpanda usecingana baba mudaweni kunjani?
Hayi yapila dube unjani?
Hayi mbichana Spanda, isikhathi sesiphelile iphosela kuba.
Ye mina ngithi unkosana moyo ulungile ukuthi angene eringini ya contest.
Mhm.
Laba bathi unkosana akanga contest ngabantu abafuna ukuncindezela abanye.
Aha.
Unkosana moyo ulelungelo ukuthi ancintise njengawonke umuntu abavotayo yibo abazakhetha kuma ideas amaningi abuthelelweyo ngama candidates amaningi okunika abantu i wide choice from which to choose which candidate they want as their president.
Mhm. Yekoto wenu bona zani.
Ngoba tesi ndaba bathu omunye u right ngoba wake wathaywa. Hayi, ayi akuvotelwa umuntu enxa ukuthi wake wathaywa. Sifuna ama ideas akhayo.
Mhm.
Imistake esayenza ngo 1980 yonke final record yayihlatshelwa esithi bamugabethethe. Iyo futhi sesiyibona tesizwa abanye besithi abantu abanye ama opposition izizibi.
manje njoba behle be benciphise abanye bebayise kangakabe ngazi baphiwa intambo bangaphiwa intambo ke sizakhala futhi
hayi
siyakuzwa ukuthi libe limfonela lami ngeke ngifake yami imbiko ngiyachiseka nje ngezinto ezihlala ngizizwa la
hayi kulungile senze njalo mtaweni
ye ngiyabonga ukuthi isikhathi sesifichane
yeah hayi sibonile kakhulu ngadinga kusasa
yeah siyabonga.
Yeah, so blessing, that is Mr. Spanda. He was calling us from Johannesburg. He says, you know, it's okay for Mr. Moyo to come into the stage, you know, because there are some people who are said to have been beaten and all those kind of things. He says, you don't vote on the basis of somebody being beaten up, you know. He says, you have to listen to people's policies. You know, if a party has got some kind of vision for the country, that's what we want. So, and he believes that this guy is going to deliver, you know. He's really confident in him, you know. Yeah.
And of course, for those sports enthusiasts, there is a match currently underway between Dynamos and Bantu Rovers. Dynamos is leading by 1-0. It's in the 65th minute. It's being played at the National Sports Stadium. Asi nasi nyaya tiri kutarisa nde kupinda munezve matongerwo enyika kana kuti kudzoka kwavangosana moyo nekuti vangosana moyo vaimbenge vari gurukota Gibbs vachizobva vabuda vachita vawirira neiwo nematongerwo anga achiitwa nyika navamugabe asi iko zvino izvi vari kuti vaakudzoka vada kukwikwidza musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika inova kodzero yechizvarwa chose chezimbabwe munhu anokwanisa kutanga ke bato rake tiri kuda kurudzwa vanhu vari kutaura zvakasiyana siyana vamwe vari kuti ndizvozvo asi vamwe vachiti aiwa nguva yesei vanga vari kupi asi vanhu vakasunungukawo kuti vapinde muchirongwa chedu vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo isu hatina watinotsigira zviri kuvanhu
kunjani
tinopa munhu wese a platform of course we did try to invite Dr. Nkosana Moyo on this show tonight but unfortunately he had a prior engagement but we hope next time you'll be able to come and actually sell his ideas to the people we did try we were just unfortunate today
right let me read this message before we take this caller. Donald Jaya says, we need a united opposition to collect maximum votes in the coming elections. It seems like no one has a clue on what they want in Zimbabwe. The most dangerous people in Zimbabwe are the educated elite. That's a statement, right? And then Mehluleli Moyo says, Mr. Moyo is totally lost. I think we've got a caller on the line. It should be Shumba or Chuma. Can I talk to him in Shona?
Shumba.
Chuma, thank you.
Hanzi nenge adona nari yao asi tinofunga kuti tichaedza kuti tinge tichivabata for those of you who are just joining us this is Studio 7 Live Talk we are coming to the end of the show almost but of course we are talking about Dr. Nkosana Moyo who has joined other players to contest next year's presidential election. Gibbs, do you have
Yeah, we've got some messages here that I'm going to read. One of them is from Busi, who says, you know, can you guys call me right now? Ngicela lingifonele ngifisa ukungena ehuhlelo ngikhulume ngalokho. Kodwa ngikuzwa enhlizweni yami ngizalitshela. And then Aubrey Moyo says, kambe nxa umoyo ngelabandla lezombusazwe. Ngibona ngizani kuzamhlupa kakhulu lokho. Kumele aqale ayenze ibandla lezombusazwe engakangeni kona ukufuna ukwenza. So what the Aubrey is suggesting is that Mr. Moyo should come clean in terms of having a party, you know. He says without that kind of party, he's going to face a very torrid time. So it's going back to the issue of independence, whether they can make it in Zimbabwe or not. We've seen some, you know, since independence. With Margaret Tongo, she was one of them, and several others.
Jonathan Moyo, recently Themba Mulisqua.
You see, so they win. So, but they doubt that a person who is an independent can contest in the presidential election. Wait and see.
Unfortunately, Gibbs, time is not our best ally. And I think we have to end it here. There were problems here and there with the phones, but many people were calling. Of course, let's continue this discussion on our Facebook pages. There's the English page, the Shona, and also the Ndebele pages. let's continue to discuss. We want to hear from you, and we want to thank our guest this evening, lawyer Lloyd Musipa, based in the UK. Unfortunately, we had problems with his phone. Thank you to our viewers, our listeners, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.